Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The topics of the day don't change very much. You've probably learned this if you've listened to my program for some time. And I bet you've asked yourself this question a time or two. How do radio hosts get up every day and do this essentially the same stuff? I remember saying this myself when I first got into radio. How can you get up and talk about the same old crap every single day? And let me tell you something. It may be the same old crap, but it's nuanced in ways that you really get to understand things. And I tell people, I hate knowing what I know now. But I will tell you this, as much as I wake up as a conservative and I lament the state of the crazy world of leftism, you got to wonder what it's like to wake up in the morning as a leftist or a Democrat. To be inside of that empty skull must be frightening. But before you put too much thought into it, you got to remember that leftists love chaos. What you and I see is like, are you serious? Like, that's crazy. They see as, oh no, that's normal. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. If you like the show, let people know about it. I hate doing commercials during the show. Sadly, it's the only way we get the word out about what we're doing because we're off of social media, etc. So we need you. And I need you to find one or two other people, whenever the show inspires you to do so, send it out to them and say, guys, you got to check this out. You got to hear the show. You got to see this or whatever, even though we're not being visual here. But you get what I'm saying. Do your part. Because Lord knows social media is not helping at all. There are 80 million Trump supporters, people that voted for President Trump at some point. And I'm trying to get 20,000 people to download this show every day. That's it. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a former Fox News contributor and, you know, founder of the Black Sphere, which at one month we had 8 million people read our work, it's hard for me to believe that I can't find 20,000 people to download this show. It makes me wonder, are they censoring it or whatever? Because they've kicked me off everything else. We've lost Facebook and Twitter and all that. Millions of potential followers. I mean, well, not potential. Millions of followers. People that love and adore what I do. When I'm out in public, they still see me. Anytime I go to the golf, I mean, once a month, somebody will go, well, I recognize you. I haven't been on TV on Fox in more than 3 years. So what's happening? And look, I'm not going to analyze it. All I can say is this. You have the opportunity to help me, and it's a click of a button, or it's a forward of an email, or say, guys, do this, check this out. I don't know whether you want to click and download the thing and then send it over to them. I don't know how all that works, but if you want to do that, we certainly appreciate it, because we need it. Anyway, this chaos, folks, that the Democrats create, the leftists create, it's meant to keep you guessing. It doesn't allow you to concentrate. You can't focus when somebody's dropping bombs all around you. Think about landing at D-Day or some sort of a military exercise. And what it takes for a soldier to run, a military person to run on a beach, bombs going off all over the place, machine gun fire coming down, you know, from up on the mountain, and you got to stay focused. Things happening all around you, but you got to get to that ridge where you don't get shot. And ultimately, you got to get to that machine gunner so he can quit killing your comrades. That's what we have to look. I mean, that's what you're looking at. Can all this be going off? And every time a bomb goes off, you look over here, but you keep running straight. The leftists underestimate us. We can multitask. And we know what they're doing. We see the obvious conflicts of leftism. And by the way, they see it too. But they don't live by that creed. We've learned that leftists don't live by any type of creed. Leave no man behind. My butt. Afghanistan, Joe Biden proved he will leave many men behind. And women and children. He doesn't care. It's rules for thee, not for me. Do as I say, not as I do. That's what we used to talk about in military school. You'd see a guy say, hey, don't do so-and-so. And you go, you just did it. Do as I say, not as I do. In other words, I'm a hypocrite. Today, folks, I'm going to point out these glaring inconsistencies. You cannot miss this. Let me give you an example. Over 1 million illegals have been let into this country. No COVID screening. I don't really care, frankly. But if it is the global pandemic that's going to wipe us all out, as they say, why not force vaccinations on them? They're not even citizens. I'm not trying to separate them from mankind, but I'm saying you're coming into a country you want to get in. If I was escaping into Mexico and they said, look, in order to come to our country, Kevin, you must get the shot. Okay, I got to get a shot because I'm fleeing whatever the heck chased me out. So if the rules is rules, that's what I would do. When you come into this country legally, you have to go through all kinds of processes. But anyway, no COVID screening, nothing. Tens of thousands of Afghan refugees have been dispersed all across America. They came over. You saw the shots. You saw ours, our thing on it. No mandatory mask. No social distancing when they were on those planes. No vaccinations. And oh, by the way, they gave them ivermectin. It's insane. Here's Psaki being asked about illegals coming into the country.
A question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are locked in Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing. These are individuals, as we've noted and as we've been discussed, we are expelling individuals based on Title 42. Specifically because of COVID, because we want to prevent a scenario where large numbers of people are gathering, posing a threat to the community and also to the migrants themselves. So those are the policies that we put in place, in large part because, again, the CDC continues to recommend Title 42 be in place, given we're facing a global pandemic.
Ah, the old global pandemic that just had a hole ripped right into the fabric of it, because if it's a pandemic, why are they being allowed in without vaccinations, etc.? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The question about what's going on at the border is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are locked in Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test.
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country, right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. It's a whole different world for legal people coming into the country versus illegals. That's leftism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. You notice she says, it's our intention. She doesn't, nothing is in set in stone with these people. It's our intention. And oh, by the way, these people aren't staying. They take us for fools. I told you, tens of thousands of Afghanis didn't go through the process. Hundreds of thousands, now it's up to over a million, I'm told, that have been illegally let into this country through the Biden administration. No testing, no protocols, no nothing. Which, for the record, I don't even care about that. I want you to understand, while we're talking about people who shouldn't even be let into the country, and we've lost sight of that because now we got to ask questions about, did they get their shots? That's the type of chaos Democrats want. We're not talking about the major issue, which is a million illegals got into this country, jumped ahead of the people who are legally trying to get in, followed every rule, every protocol, even the ridiculousness of this scamdemic. And here's Psaki. Well, you know, listen, do we intend to test them? He asked you very simply, are they doing the same protocols that you do when you get into this country illegally? And you know what she didn't have the guts to say? Nope. Everybody that's on a legal list, if I were you, I would jump across the border and I would say to heck with it. You spend thousands of dollars, you wait years to get into this country legally, and you know what they do? They treat, pardon me, they treat illegals better than they treat you. By the way, citizens of America listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now, specifically Kevin Jackson, they treat illegals better than they treat you. There's no mandates for them. There's no social distancing, nothing else. That's clear. And Psaki had no good answer. The CDC recommends, the CDC recommends. The CDC is a junk organization that has recommended every bad protocol for this disease since it was released from the Wuhan lab in China, the bioweapon that likely will kill millions of people, it could even be more, in the future as they continue to weaponize it. That's what's going on. And people, we're going to address it today, but they don't want to address it. They just want you to keep your eye off the ball. Oh, and by the way, Congress, members of Biden's administration, whatever, they don't have to do any of the stuff they tell you to do. None of it. They don't have to get a mandated shot. They're exempt from the vaccination. Let me ask you this. It's a simple, very simple question, people. Why would you push this vaccination on everybody in the public and exempt the elites? Oh, we're going to exempt Congress. Wait a minute. They're the ones who should be most interested in getting it. Remember when they exempted Congress from Obamacare? Remember when they exempted Congress from the Social Security system? Aren't these the people that are supposed to set the standard and tell us what to do? Yeah, exempt, exempt, exempt. Let me tell you, here's a clip of the mayor of San Francisco. And you know what she's doing? She's partying. San Francisco, where Nancy Pelosi lives and went to a hair studio to get her hair done during lockdown. Rules for thee, not for me. Her hairdresser's subsequently gone out of business. Do you think Nancy cares? No. Nancy wasn't wearing a mask. She didn't socially distance. She needed to get her hair done. And so she asked this lady. She didn't ask her. She demanded of her, open up your shop for me. And now we get the mayor of San Francisco. You know what she's doing when they've got mask mandates and all this stuff? She's out partying with Tony, a group, and she's rationalizing what she did. Here's the clip.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed is under fire after video has come to light that shows her maskless, dancing and singing during a live indoor performance by the 90s R&B group Tony. The message I want to get out is support our nightlife venues. Support our restaurants. Go out and enjoy yourself. Make sure you are vaccinated because of the requirements. But don't feel as though you have to be micromanaged about mask wearing. Like, we don't need the fun police to come in and try and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing. We know what we need to do to protect ourselves. I don't know about you and whether or not you know who Raphael Sadiq and Dwayne Wiggins are, but I don't know about you, but if you know who they are, I don't don't care where you're sitting. You're going to get up and start dancing. My drink was sitting at the table. I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit. And I wasn't thinking about a mask. I was thinking about having a good time. And in the process, I was following the health orders. So the fact that this story became about me and less about the artist and nightlife, which I will continue to enjoy in San Francisco, is very unfortunate.
Where do you want me to start here, people? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, black chick, probably mulatto, because she's definitely a light-skinned black chick. She says, I was just supporting the nightlife venues. In other words, she was doing what we normally do. And she says, enjoy yourself. Just get vaccinated, but enjoy yourself. But you shouldn't be micromanaged. Hey, on that count, London Breed and I agree. And then she goes on, we know what we need to do. I agree again with you, London Breed. She says that it was the group. Tony, Rafael Siddiqui. Do you know who he is? It never rains in Southern California. That's what he sings. Oh, and they have a great song called Anniversary. It's your anniversary. Pretty song. I know the group, Tony. But she says, if you're sitting anywhere, it'll cause you to get up. You got to get your groove on. And she says, my drink was there sitting at the table like that was her date. Where was her gun? Was her gun sitting at the table, too, just in case something stepped off her gun could spring into action? It cracked me up when she said that. But she says, I wasn't even thinking about a mask. I was thinking about having a good time. But I was following the health orders, but I was thinking about having a good time. Well, you weren't following the health orders, was she? And by the way, if you get the clip of her partying, nobody's wearing a mask. I watched it. They came down on her. Nobody in that place is wearing a mask. Super spreader hypocrites.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a partial government shutdown looms at the end of the month,
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says because Democrats are in power, they must raise the debt ceiling alone without any help from Republicans in Congress.
This is a totally Democratic government. They have an obligation to raise the debt ceiling, and they will do it.
Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville on Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher says he's emotionally distraught over the incident.
As a father and a grandfather, this breaks my heart. And even the most caring words seem inadequate in offering solace to a family suffering such irreplaceable loss.
Two other students suffered minor injuries. The murderer remains at large. USA Radio News. A small fire breaks out on the Superdome roof in New Orleans.
The roof of the Superdome in New Orleans caught fire on Tuesday as crews prepared a section to be repainted. The New Orleans Fire Department says the blaze was quickly controlled, but one person was transported to the hospital with minor burns. Superdome officials say that the damage to the roof appears minimal and that they don't expect it to delay the Saints' return to the building for their first home game of the season. The damage from Hurricane Ida caused their season opener to be moved to Jacksonville. They're scheduled to play their first game of the season in the Dome on October 3rd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former President George W. Bush will headline a fundraiser for Congresswoman Liz Cheney. The hawkish Wyoming Republican is facing a tough re-election due to her persistent criticism of former President Trump. Cheney is the daughter of Bush's former Vice President, Dick Cheney. The fundraiser is reportedly set for Dallas in mid-October. Trump is backing Cheney's Republican opponent, attorney Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You cannot rationalize with leftists. You cannot bargain with them. It's like bargaining with terrorists. It's like talking to somebody with an IQ of 50. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Welcome to Sanity, the world where people hold themselves accountable, the world where we are seekers of truth, even when it hurts us. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com by all means and check out what we do. I promise you it's so worth it. And we're getting better. I got to tell you, my team, we're all getting better. Anyway, the left hate being wrong so much. And I don't blame them. It's a natural tendency for people to go, I don't like being wrong. It stinks to be wrong. It jacks with you. It messes with you chemically. It messes with your brain. I don't care whether it's, where did you put the keys? And somebody says, last time I saw them, they were on the nightstand. And you go, they ain't on the nightstand. They were on the table. Somebody took my keys. And then you go find them on the nightstand. There's something physiologically that makes you go, oh, I don't like that. You don't like being wrong. It could be simple. Even, let's say, you've been in these discussions with people where you know something's right and they're wrong. Maybe it was with a spouse and you just bit your tongue. You're like, I know I'm right, but I ain't going to start an argument. I'm telling you, your chemistry changes. It's not a fun thing. But as adults, if you are wrong, you say to yourself, I'm wrong. Oh, you're right. Son of a gun, I learned something new. It's revealing. It's little mini epiphanies. When somebody says, nope, Kevin, that's wrong. And you go, wow, I didn't realize that. And you, as a conservative, you actually smile and go, man, that's great to know. Because I no longer have to go through life stupid. But leftists like going through life stupid. In fact, they excel at it. I think they like it. I think they give themselves secret awards for it. Maybe not so secret. Emmys, Grammys, etc. I can give you a lot of stupidity. You make a lot of money to go do your craft, but you want to get the trophy. Where's my trophy, man? Oh, well, I digress a bit. It's not a joke when I tell you that leftists can hate you so much for being right that they want to kill you. And Wolflew, from the leftist perspective, has no science behind it. I just played a clip of the San Francisco mayor who's supposed to be respecting the science. And she's up getting a groove on to Tony at a bar where nobody's practicing any of the crap that they tell you to do. Rules for thee and not for me. They cry science for everything. Global climate farce. Weather. woo-flu ignorance. They know there's no science behind it. A mask. What, I wear a mask walking through the restaurant, but I sit down, I'm okay. Oh, well, as long as you're eating and drinking, then you don't have to have your mask. But as soon as you finish it, you need to put your mask back on. I guess you quit breathing while you eat and drink. There's no science. None. The only science that they can point to would tell you everything that they told you is stupid. I don't care how much you wear your mask. You put on your N95 mask. You get around people who are sloughing WuFlu, and you're going to get it. That's it. So there's a doctor. He explained it to the point where even dumb butt leftists can understand it. And he begins with a simple premise that you will not dare hear leftists discussing. Vaccines don't keep you from getting infected. Their job is to keep you from getting sick. And in fact, every good vaccine prepares your immune system to shut down an infection after it has gotten started. That's because antibodies and T cells in your bloodstream. They don't do a doggone thing about a virus that hasn't infected you enough to get into your blood. But once it does get there, these vaccines then go to work and they keep the bug from hurting you. That's the theory behind it. It stops you from feeling the symptoms and all the devastation that the bug can do. Now, let's explain how WuFlu goes to work. Airborne diseases like WuFlu don't go straight into your blood. You breathe enough of the virus through, you know, the particles that are floating around in space, and the air sacs in your lungs get a covering of WuFlu. Doesn't make you sick, but it latches on to the pneumocytes. I'm reading this, what he's talking about. These are the cells on the inside of your air sacs, and then they start creating the virus. And this means you can share it with your neighbor. So, in fact, the vaccinated people actually breathe out as much virus as somebody who's sick with the virus itself. Because the once it determines, oh, you've got it, it starts looking for, it says, okay, let me go into work, let me go into action. So your air sacs have these, what they call microphages. They're specialized cells that recognize WuFlu. And over time, they clean out the air sacs. And they say, because of the vaccine, and you can debate this or not, but that if it does work for the part that it does work, then you might be infected for a shorter period of time than an unvaccinated. I can tell you this, I didn't have many lung issues, but I had all other kinds of issues with WuFlu, and it took me 3 weeks to kick it. I had a buddy call me the other day, he says, Kevin, I kicked it in 2 days. Now, he took ivermectin. Anyway, the viruses get into these pneumocytes, and they create more virus. And some of them find their way across what they call the basement membrane, which is the barrier between the blood and air in your lungs. They then get into your bloodstream. And once they get there, if your immunity is good, your T cells and antibodies go to work. You may not even know you were infected. So all these people that are walking around going, man, I didn't have any symptoms at all. Congratulate yourselves. Because your immune system was strong enough to kick butt. So they said, but the vaccine in this case isn't even fully effective once it breaks that, it gets into the blood. So, but long story short, if you have the vaccine, I hate to tell you this, and you get WuFlu, somebody contracts, you then become the super spreader. That if the vaccine's doing its job and you don't feel sick, or maybe you just feel a little sick, you become a super spreader. Let me give you a perfect example for me. I've had WuFlu. I've had two instances where I went, wow, I don't feel very good. I'm going to make you a bet that I had the Delta variant or something else. And my immune system's now going into hyperdrive going, okay, no, Kev, we got you this time, bro. Well, you're good. We're not going to let you get sick, as sick as you got before. You know, I got the same little feeling around my eyes, developed a bit of a cough. Now, you guys are safe. This is radio. You're good. But I didn't feel myself. And I know my body was going to work. So, look, the vaccine is running rampant everywhere. Summertime numbers are usually low because the WuFlu, like other viruses, It's like a vampire. And the sunlight will kill it. And as anybody can research, you go look this up for yourselves. The number of people who get sick from being outdoors is practically zero. If you're outdoors in the sun and Wu Flu is floating around, it doesn't get anywhere. The ultraviolet light kills it instantly, and you're not going to get sick. And yet you still see people walking around jogging and not, well, I haven't seen anybody jogging, but I've seen them walking around outside with masks on. I've seen kids, you know, under 17, high school age kids, probably the oldest that I've seen, walking around with masks. The least likely to catch this disease and certainly the least likely to be impacted from it. So it's a ruse. Now, indoor is different. Indoor, you get recirculated air. You get little UV protection. And so the Wu Flu lies dormant. And it can survive, for, according to this doctor, for hours or days. The vaccinated tend to be the most paranoid and they remain indoors. And these are the people who are petri dishes for this virus. They shed the virus in the air through the very air that they breathe. And as I've said many times on this show and elsewhere, that mask you wear is as useless as a screen door on a submarine. Now, this guy goes on. He describes a vaccinated person whose body is fighting Wu Flu as, quote, breathing out as many as 100,000 virus particles a minute. You only need 100 to 1,000 in your lungs to get you infected. He says, you forget an N95 mask because most people don't even wear it properly. But the point is the virus gets to you easily. The masks are nothing but virtue signaling. The only possible value, he writes, is bling. Neither mask provided any material protection. He's talking about N95 or other. There was no source control on the other guy. And no exposure control for you if you're sitting in the presence of a person who's got Wu Flu, the vaccination, and they're breathing out these particles that's fluffing off because they're vaccinated. And so here's my point about the super spread. We shouldn't be having a surge during the summer. But we do. You want to know why? Because of the vaccinated. Now, I dare anybody to shoot hole in the logic. This is, multiple doctors have said this, but these clowns act as if we're the super spreaders. We're going to debunk that lie.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sandra Fluke was a super spreader, right? Sandra Fluck, is that her name? Remember her? The chick who wanted us to pay for her birth control and her abortions? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're talking about the super spreaders, the real super spreaders, the people who've gotten this vaccination. So they feel safe. They go around. They catch more Wu flu. The body doesn't recognize. The body goes, oh, geez, there, you got a little bit of Wu flu bug. I'm going to fight it off. So sometimes they get a little bit sick. Sometimes they die. I mean, there's the whole gamut happens when you get vaccinated. But for those that don't know they're sick, They're coughing it off. They're breathing it out into the atmosphere. It much more times the rate of anybody else of us that didn't get the shot. But they want to, you know, virtue signal. Look at me. I got the shot. You're getting people sick. You caused a surge during the summer. Wait till you see what happens in the winter. Glad you guys are back. 844-551-8255. So this, I'm reading this article that a doctor wrote. He's talking about this situation, and he's saying, you know what? This, people don't even understand how this all works. So I want to explain it to you like you were a third grader or a three-year-old. Yeah, because that's probably closer to what a leftist's brain is equivalent to that of a three-year-old. So he says there was a superbug problem with antibiotics, which caused antibiotics to be ineffective. And he says a few years ago, we were all worried about bacteria that couldn't be killed with antibiotics. They were so deadly that anyone who caught MRSA or C. diff was doomed. He says, but you don't catch those bacteria. They're common in ordinary circumstances. They compete with other bacteria, so they're a non-event. But if you kill off all the other bacteria with antibiotics, MRSA and C. diff are all that's left. Now you have a problem. You didn't create the bugs. You created the situation where they could take over and kill the patient. See, what people don't understand is bacteria in your body can actually be good. Let me put it to you another way if you're a Christ follower. God has created everything that your body needs for you to survive for a certain amount of a gestation period. He's given you a brain that understands you have there's a time to live and there's a time to die. You have a gestation period on earth the same way you had in your mother's womb. And as you get older, your mind changes. It starts to recognize, oh, I'm 50 now. I probably got more years behind me than I have in front of me. I'm going to react differently. I'm going to think differently about my investments, about the people I choose to have in my life, etc. There's no one among us that can debate. Your 20-year-old version of yourself is very different than your 50-year-old version of yourself. That's evolution of man. Well, your body does the same thing. Different things are occurring in your body, arthritis and all kinds of things, to let you know your time is coming to an end. But leftists want you to believe they can save you, man. We can save you. Take the shot. He says, we fixed the problem by severely restricting antibiotics. He says, I got 3 days of an old drug after my shoulder replacement. That's it. He goes, I was on cefazolin. I don't know, is that right? Cefazolin, or I don't know how to pronounce it. I wasn't on it any longer than absolutely necessary, and it didn't have time to wipe out a lot of the bacteria in my body. MRSA and C. diff never got a toehold. He says, vaccines are doing the same thing. They're just with COVID variants. Pfizer, Moderna, J&J vaccines provide immunity to the alpha variant spike protein. Because viruses are constantly mutating, there are dozens of variants. And you guys have heard me talk about this on the show. The number of flu variants, we've identified 131 of the roughly 168, they say. That we've identified of the flu variants. So when you go get your flu shot, you're getting a flu shot for a handful of them, probably the most virulent of the flu different variations. But you're not getting a flu shot that can take out all the flus. And the same is true of the Wu flu. They're mutating. He says, we hear about Delta, but Lambda and Mu are already in the wild. You've heard me talk about it. Says each one of these is a slightly different spike protein, making your immunity not so good. But if you recover from COVID, aka Wu flu, you also have immunity to other parts of the virus, such as nucleocapsid and envelope. He says the Fauci ouchie doesn't help with them. That's why your immunity after recovery is much longer lasting and robust than after the shot. It also explains why, he goes on to say, Gibraltar, with a 99% vaccination rate, is having huge problems with COVID variants. It's also why getting a booster coating for just the alpha spike is stupid. You need immunity to the whole virus. I don't know if you guys saw this report. The FDA is saying, well, let's slow down on these boosters. Let me just make this simple for you. those with natural immunity have the best possible cure for Wu flu and any of the variants. Next, herd immunity works better than anything that these big pharma people keep throwing at us. We are spending trillions of dollars in big pharma, and they in turn take those profits, kick them back to politicians and other bureaucratic frauds like Fauci, and scare us into believing we got to get this shot. That's what's happening. And here's what he summed it up. He says the CDC and the FDA are totally invested in expensive vaccines that cause myocarditis, strokes, miscarriages, and other major complications. They have not only refused to endorse any pre-hospital treatment, whatever, but they are actively discouraging effective protocols such as the $8 per person treatment that stopped the Delta variant in India. One has to wonder if it's because it uses ivermectin, an incredibly inexpensive drug with very little toxicity. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've talked about this time blue in the face. This is a ruse. When you go into the next hour, we're going to talk about Project Veritas, what a doctor said here in Phoenix, where a nurse exposed it. They're going, you are doing all the wrong things to treat these patients. And this doctor actually says, I think they're trying to kill them. I think they want them to die. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't have a dog in this fight. You do what you want to do. It's your body. It's your choice. But it's clear to me that this is a ruse. This is a money grab. And you've heard me give my theories about it, how they want this vaccination with everybody. But as I said earlier in the broadcast, why do you exclude illegals? Why are you excluding the elites? How can you exclude anybody and then expect to, and let's just take this to the court. Let's just make this a legal argument. If I were to go to court and they say, Kevin, you got to get the shot. And I'd say, well, let me ask you this. Why didn't the illegals crossing into the border have to get the shot? Well, they weren't going to stay permanently. What's that got to do with anything? If it's as bad as you say, and we can all die, why is it I got to get a shot, but you're not getting a shot? Well, let's table illegals for just a bit. Why is it that when they mandated the vaccines, they said Congress did not have to get it? People in Biden's staff, whatever, they don't have to get it.
Well, they might have gotten it voluntarily, Mr. Jackson.
I don't care what they did voluntarily. What I'm telling you is they were not legally mandated to get it. And are you telling me that everybody's vaccinated across the country and you're going to be able to guarantee it? And, oh, by the way, why are you fudging with the statistics on this disease? Why are you not reporting all of the VARs, which are the reactions that are bad from this disease? Why are you covering up this data? Why are you giving these shots a 99% effective ratios or whatever, effectiveness, when you know people are dying from it? You've seen all of the different types of things that it's created, as I mentioned, myocarditis, strokes, and miscarriages and what have you. So if we were to take this information to court, I don't have to have anything except logic and reasoning. Would I win? If you can exclude one person, then shouldn't I win? Oh, well, we'll give you a religious exclusion. What's that got to do with anything? We'll give you an exclusion because you have underlying health conditions. Again, what's that got to do with anything? If it's a pandemic and we're all going to die, then shouldn't we all get the shot 100%? Because if you can't get it 100%, I don't need to take it. And then the final point is, what if you've had the disease? Which, according to Rand Paul, and I told you guys this, I said it's well beyond the 40 million that they claim. Rand Paul says it's closer to 100 million people. I was giving it the benefit of the doubt, taking it to 70. He says it's 100 million have already gotten this disease and have herd immunity. What are you going to do about them?
That boy's smart. He got talent.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.